Snakes all the way through, goes all the way to the end, right. Snakes down, and goes through, and then goes down this little hill, and then my truck's right there.
No, I'm not too hungry.
Yeah, it's not really like you can like fall and hurt yourself, only at the very end when you go down.
You saw a snake or something?
Yeah,
snake. You saw a snake, right? You saw a little garden snake or something like that?
I think you told me that.
Yeah, and it had like, it was like, and it was like a little rattler on it.
That's not a garden snake.
That's a rattlesnake.
It's a damn rattlesnake.
No, it was a garden snake. Because it was in a garden.
Hey, those are weeds, bro. That's not a garden. That's the wild. That's called a wild.
Wildlife.
Yeah.
Okay. So, good?
Yeah, we're good. We're good now. For sure.
Oh, man. Hey, everybody.
All right, guys. Welcome to another episode of the AxeCast. Back at it again. Another day.
I like that intro.
Another penny.
Done?
No. You thought we were done? We're not done. We haven't been done.
I don't have a saying. I'm not looking.
Is he the problem?
When do we get the new camera?
I just got it.
Today?
Yeah, trying it out today. I was seeing if it works. Yeah, I looked online and I don't know. I typed in podcasting camera that won't hurt the bank. As soon as... Well, I'm going to check it out. So hopefully it works pretty good. And if it works good, then we'll use that for a while until we get a little bit more professional. You know what I mean?
That's just good enough.
Hell
right
yeah.
There.
So.
That's better.
And then we got the other one for just the backup in just in case, you know. Since it's a trial, you know what I mean? So the only thing is I got to get me a bigger memory card for the other one because it said only an hour and 32 minutes. Yeah, right. Yeah. You know how sometimes we'll be on this thing for like an hour and a half or some shit, you know what I mean?
What do you mean? We're like on it for like 2 hours.
Oh, yeah, we're like 2 hours, my bad.
We just edit out a lot.
Yeah, we edit out a lot of stuff. Edit out a lot of stuff, yeah. Yeah, but
is that me?
That's the deal.
Am I the problem?
Yeah, we'll see how it goes. Got the new camera.
Man,
yeah,
that's what's up.
Yeah. Yeah, man, so, man, I messed myself up the other day. I told him about it. I don't know if I told you about it. I busted ass. On the phone today?
No.
Nah, man, I busted that. My back is sore, bro. So sore. Was it yesterday, right? Yeah, yesterday?
No.
Yeah, it was yesterday.
They told me yesterday.
No, I told you today. That was yesterday when it happened. Yeah, so yesterday, I was at my job working, and I was having to deal with a lot of fucking oil. You know what I mean? And the oil was like all on the bottom of my boots and shit, and I was having to climb onto the back of my truck to get to where I needed to go on the rig, and I stepped on the ball hitch to step up onto the bumper of the truck, and well, my boot was full of oil, so I slipped.
Ooh, shit.
And I went boom straight on my back, bro. The only thing I knew, I was going down. As soon as my foot slipped, the only thing that popped in my head is keep my head, you know, my head curled up because I don't want to bang my head on the concrete.
Yeah. Because,
I mean, I was kind of high, bro. Like, I had my jacks up because I had my crane up. So, when you put the jacks up, it raises the bumper up higher. You know what I mean? And so, I knew I was going down. So, I just kept my head curled and boom, landed straight on my back, bro. And I didn't knock my wind out. Like, it got to the point where it kind of felt like it was going to get knocked. Like I felt the beginning effects of, you know, like when you knock your wind out, you knock your wind out. Me, I was like, you know what I mean? Like it was just just a slight pain. And yeah, so it happened. And the guys that were on the rig, they're like, hey, man, you all right? I'm like, yeah, I'm all right. So I was like, you stupid freaking boots. Stupid oil. Yeah. I was all pissed off.
They started laughing.
Yeah. Nah, they didn't laugh for nothing, bro. That was... They're cool with it. They didn't laugh or nothing. Like, oh man, you gotta be careful. I was like, hell yeah.
They're not real ones.
Yeah, hell yeah. If it was anybody else, I don't know. Like, maybe I come off intimidating because I mean, I would have been laughing too, you know, like if somebody else was laughing. But, you know, like, I don't know. Maybe I just come off intimidating. They're like, oh, I better not laugh at him. He's gonna get pissed off or some shit, you know what I mean? But,
well, they probably knew, like, shit, I knew I wouldn't have been like, you know, left in me. I wouldn't have liked it.
Nah, I mean, I really wouldn't have cared. I would be like, damn, man, that shit sucks. But, I mean, it just, it is what it is. It happens. So, today I woke up with my damn back sore, bro. I was freaking sore.
How's it feeling right now?
I'm sore, bro. Like, I'm sore from this side of my back all the way up. And then my hair and my neck is just sore. Like, it hurts when I, like, turn my neck. That shit hurts, bro. Yeah.
Peter Griffin it? Like...
Nah, I got right up, bro. I was like, boom. I was probably there for like a split second, dude. I was like, boom. My glasses flew off the top of my head. When I landed, boom. I sat there, I laid there for like split second. I was like, motherfucker. I said that in my head, you know. Got up, went and got my glasses, put my glasses on, and jumped right back on the damn rig and started working again.
Yeah. I'm glad you're okay.
Shit sucks.
Break your back.
And speaking of hurt, I want to give a shout out to my boy Kendrick. He's in he's at the hospital right now. He got hurt. Was it last Thursday, bro? No, was it last Friday? Last Thursday or Friday, man. So we're working at the job, man, and man, bro, it shit was crazy. I barely got back from doing a service call on a rig, and I just came over there to go help him out. Well, the top part of the derrick was, you know, off of the rig, and we had it inside the shop, and we're in there trying to straighten out this ladder that was bent up. So Kendrick was in there, and he was in there with the flame, and he was trying to, you know, burn it so it'll heat up so we can bend it. And we set up a hydraulic jack. So I was operating the pump, but I was like, you know, kind of far away, and my boss was in front of me telling me to pump and telling me when to stop, you know what I mean? And so like, I couldn't see what was inside that derrick. I couldn't see anything inside. I can just see, you know, I had the cross beams in the way, so I couldn't really see where the jack was or nothing. So, you know, my boss and then Kendrick are the only ones that could really see anything. And then the other guy's on the other side, but he was worrying about a different jack. Mm-hmm. But anyways, he's in there burning it, bro. And then, you know, I was pumping it. And then I told my boss, I was like, hey, you think we should let off a little bit? That way it doesn't bend too much because it got pressure on it. And he was like, nah, it should be all right. Well, you know, we'll stop it whenever it bends to where it needs to go. And I was like, all right, cool. And he was like, go ahead and pump it two more times. And, you know, Kendrick's there still with the thing. So I pump it once, I pump it twice. And it was like a big old freaking flash bang, bro. Like just fire. Dude, man, it like completely covered Kendrick, bro, because he was right there in it. But, yeah, man, he got covered in flames. And I didn't think it was that bad, bro, because afterwards, you know, I looked at him and he looked at me. He was like, hey, bro, are my eyebrows still there? Like, you know, like he thought his eyebrows were gone. And I was like, nah, bro, you're good. You can see like a little bit of the burn on your hair or whatever. That's it. And he was like, fuck. And he got up he climbed over the rig. And like he went to the sink, and so I yelled out. I was like, "Hey man, don't put that water on. Don't put water on your burns, cause it's gonna burn more." But I guess he didn't hear me, or maybe he just didn't care. I don't know. But he went and started washing his face with the water and putting it on his arms. And then next thing you know, like he's in pain, bro. And then so I went and got this burn cream. I was like, "Come on, bro, let me put some of this on there." So I put the burn cream on him. And I put it on his face and everything, and then he's like, man, it's starting to hurt real bad, He's like, and then he walked into the restroom, and I can hear him like, oh, you know, like just screaming in pain, bro. And so, you know, I go and tell my boss, Brad, I'm like, hey, man, we're going to have to take him in, bro. He's hurting real bad. He's like, yeah, I figured, just take him to the urgent clinic over here on Indiana or something like that, he said. And I was like, okay, cool. So I go over there. I'm like, hey, man, let's go, bro. Let's get in the car. Let's go. And like just seeing him, bro, he looked just like me. Like his arms didn't look any discolored. There was no blisters nowhere. There was a couple of like small blisters, like right here on his forearms and right here. And then there was one on his neck. But everything else looked like it was just normal. Like it didn't look bad at all. But, like, when we got in the truck, man, like, he was in pain, bro. He was in a lot of pain. And, like, he was sitting there, like, oh, like, just, like, you know, mad. You know, he was screaming in pain, bro. He was hurting. And so, you know, I'm like, man, that what's the closest urgent clinic? He told me to go to urgent clinic. So Kendrick's like, hey, man, go over here. And so I go over there, and that's not an urgent clinic. And so I had to go back around and go to where he told me to go. But then I took him to the urgent clinic, and then the urgent clinic's like, nah, he needs to go to emergency. So then we had to load him back up in the truck, and then I had to take him to this emergency room. And so finally I go to the emergency room, and the safety guy's there. Well, anyways, man, like, he's in there or whatever, and I end up having to leave a little bit late. I stayed there for a little bit to make sure everything was good. You know, his wife came over and everything. And so I ended up leaving. So, you know, fast forward through the weekend, you know, I text him on Sunday, how's he doing? He's like, I'm still in a lot of pain, man, but, you know, I'm good. And I was like, all right, that's good, bro. Monday, bro, my boss comes and shows me pictures of, his burns, because they sent him to the burn unit in the UMC. Mm-hmm. And, man, bro, it is freaking bad, bro. Bad. Like, all of this, all of that gone, just pink. Just like under skin, that's it. Mm-hmm. Both arms gone, his lips blistered up, the side of his face pink, just bad, bro. So all that skin and everything, like, it looked right, like it was okay, but all of it just started like just peeling off, I guess, because of the flame. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I didn't see the video, but, you know, my boss went back and looked at the video, man, and he said, yeah, when that flame went off, it completely just covered him in freaking fire, bro. Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, everybody out there that listens to this episode, y'all send a prayer out to Kendrick, man. He's, you know, he's home already, but he still has a long way to go to heal. So y'all send a prayer out for him.
Get better, man. Get better.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, man. So, yeah, that's...
Oh, you finna, crazy. No, I was gonna say you finna get paid, but he wasn't doing his PPE.
Yeah, you know what I mean. There, you know, it's always a fight on stuff like that. You know what I mean.
Mm-hmm. They tell you, like, if you fall, you fire before you.
Yeah, hit the ground. Before you hit the ground, exactly. Yeah, I mean, I'm sure the company's gonna take care of him, but
yeah.
Well, hopefully, I mean, I don't know. I don't know if OSHA gets involved and shit like that. It's like. That's a lot of money, bro. That's a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
That's so bad.
It is.
Yeah, I know. At my job, I was we were talking about this guy. He's not a lead, but he's like in control of the job, kind of. Mm-hmm. But his way of working is. Like, he wants to take a I'm the boss kind of stance. So he, like, tells the new guys what to do. But the problem with that is the new guys are new. Completely new. Like, it's hard to talk this way. I don't think they...
No, you're good. Nah,
yeah, because the microphone doesn't really catch when I face this way, right?
Yeah, kind of. I mean...
Yeah. So, yeah. It's hard to, like... Because these guys are new. So... They're green. They don't really know what we do, and he kind of like gets up there. What he told me is he got up there. He showed him real quick the controls. He said, "This is what you do." Blah blah. And he sends these guys up on the lift, and I wasn't there. He called me and he told me that these guys, like, they extended out the lift while they were up in the air, but when they came down, it got stuck on like a rail or like a bar or something, and it like bent it up. And today I talked to him about it, and I was pretty pissed. And I was just like, we're having this conversation about like accountability type stuff, and I was telling them, like, they're new guys, like, it's not their fault, it's your fault, because you should be up there with them, not them doing everything, but you, like, you're the guy in charge, like, it falls back on you. And he's like, no, it's them. They're grown men. They should know how to do it. Like, so we, it's kind of embarrassing to say, because I never really had a temper before, but like I got frustrated, and I was just like, all right, whatever, let's start working. So I'm starting to work, and it just built on from that. He started picking at it. and I took off this lid, and he was just talking so much crap, and I was giving them the lid, And he was like, well, you had to hand it to me the right way. And I got pissed. And I was like, here. And I like kind of shoved it his way. And he dropped it. And he was all, hey, you cut me. You cut me. And I was like, quit lying, bro. And he's like, and then my coworker looks at him. Oh, no, bro. You actually cut him. I was like, God damn. So I'm pissed off. But now I kind of feel bad because I shouldn't have done that. And I just got mad at him. And I look at it, and he has like a cut. I mean, it was about like maybe 2 inches right there, but it started bleeding a lot because it cut like the top layer of the skin.
Yeah.
I was like, God damn it.
No, fuck that. He got what he deserved.
On the call, I just thought about it. I was like, nigga, you should have told him. You should have told him, like, hey, man, you're old. Your blood's thin. It's going to, you know, your paper bleed. Cut's going to bleed a lot.
Yeah, so I felt bad.
Are you like, on blood thinners now? Nah,
and then bad. After that, no, even at, like, right whenever he started bleeding and stuff, I was like, oh, crap, man, I apologize. I shouldn't have pushed you away. You just kind of pissed me off. And then, so we go and I pour water on it and then we put a towel and he wraps it in tape and stuff. And I was like, crap, dude, like, you know, time passes by and I apologize again. Like, dude, I know, like, I shouldn't have lost my stuff. At this time, I was already talking to agents, so I kind of chilled out. And
yeah.
I was like, I'm sorry. I'm sorry about it. And he was like, no, you don't have to apologize. Nigga, like, 15 minutes later, the other coworker comes over there with us two. And as soon as he walks up, he's all like, he apologized, but he don't mean nothing. I was like, why did you randomly bring that up?
Why did you accept my apology and say you don't have to apologize?
And then like, you're like, you don't mean it. And,
yeah.
And I was like, bro, you showing out way too much.
Yeah.
He was like that all day today. But no, I don't get mad. That's why it was like, it's not. I don't know. That's what I was telling Adrian. I was like,
yeah, he was telling me, like, man, I feel bad. Like, I don't get like that. Like, I need to not be that way. I've
never done that. Like,
and I was like, yeah, man, but the deal is like, it's okay to get like that sometimes. I mean, I understand, like, if you're a lead person, you got to, like, be different. When you're in charge and, you know, you got to be it, like, people look at you different. You can't be a certain way anymore. But at the same time, you're human and people get mad or get frustrated, and for something that is repeated over and over, it's a repetitive thing that happens over and over. So yeah, you're gonna get fed up with something. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But I mean, I think you handled it okay. I mean,
I was just, I don't know. I've never, like, I mean, I since like everything, I have changed, and I have definitely moved more toward like speaking my mind instead of bottling up and just kind of like biting my tongue. I speak more. If I get pissed or I get mad, I let them know. And I don't know, I never really had a filter, and it's a lot worse now because
the whole situation.
Yeah, I guess so. It just changed me as a person.
Yeah.
Yep. So I guess I'm different in a way. I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing, but
yeah.
I guess I got a little bit of a backbone now.
Yeah.
Just telling people off. But.
What about you, Xavier? How's everything been going with you?
Man, I had some of them wedding cakes. This shit was good.
Wedding cakes?
Wedding cakes?
You know, the little wedding cake cookies?
Oh, the cookies.
The white ones? Mm-hmm. You know which ones I like? I like the cinnamon ones. Yeah. Those little cinnamon ones. Like, it has like the sugar on it. The brown ones.
I'm not a cinnamon fan.
I like those, man.
Nah. Everything's been good at work with us.
Yeah. Been fucking chopping away, huh?
Yeah.
How about the baby?
Yes and no. Yeah,
how's the baby? Man, well, shit on the cool today. Man, my back hurts, bro. We took off. Remember how we broke them tiles over there?
Yeah.
In my ex house.
Uh-huh.
Man, we had bigger tile over there that we're breaking off today, demoing. That shit was hot in there.
I bet.
And the baby's good. All of them are growing. My life's boring right now.
You're just taking it day by day.
Yeah, day by day, you know.
Yeah.
Bottle by bottle. Uh-huh. Baby bottle by baby bottle.
Yeah. Pamper by pamper.
Pamper by pamper.
Yeah. Yeah, just routine.
Routine. Yeah.
It's routine.
But it's boring, you know, I don't like that. I mean, I wanna kinda break out of that and the routine, I don't want the normal routine. I want different things, but
yeah.
But it's like, isn't it typically like the beginning of having a baby? That's just what it is, routine.
Kind
of
just like repetitive.
Until they start walking, pretty much.
No, because with like Kylie and Braylon, it's more hectic. You know, running around really with softball and doing all that other stuff. It was a routine. Now it's just no softball. Now it's really routine.
Yeah, just straight.
Yeah, just the same thing over and over.
Straight daddy. I mean, I know daddy mode never really stops.
Daddy mode.
But it's just straight daddy mode.
Well, daddy mode. So my kids been having kids and yet our dance practice.
Yeah.
That's been maybe different.
That's a little different, yeah.
But it's still in a routine.
Uh-huh. When is that? What, like a couple months or some shit?
July 5th.
Ah, July shit. 5th. Damn, that's the day after 4th of July. Yeah. Shit. Probably gonna go really hungover.
I thought we were trying to camp.
None for July.
Oh.
Yeah, not 4th of July.
Maybe.
4th of July, we're doing that. I sent you the invitation, too.
I remember now.
Yeah, you remember. Yeah. Yeah, so we're having that block party, bro. It's going to be a block party.
We probably won't be
there. Well, you got a party the next day, so.
We're going to skip out on 4th of July completely just to go decorate.
I gotcha. Hell yeah.
I want glow sticks and a
Well, shit, if y'all don't do nothing later on, y'all can swing by. Girl. Like I said, it's going to be a block party, bro.
Yes, there. I'm just going to go.
I got to edit this out.
Nah, she leave that in there.
This is me asking for permission. And she's gonna get it 2 weeks later.
She's gonna turn around and where's X? Where's my keys? Where's the car?
I forgot some decorations. I'll be back.
Your location says you're at Adrian's.
I left my phone.
How are you on it?
Okay, I left the decorations here.
That's funny.
Yeah, yeah. Nah, yeah, so we should be doing that little block party, bro. We're not doing like the Fordham block, we're doing the small block right there, like from
Detroit?
No, from Erskine to Fordham, that little small area. You know, my side of the house.
Oh, right, okay, okay, yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah. You and your neighbor?
Yeah, we're just gonna do it right there. I mean, they had to go and sign a paper saying it'll be okay. You know what I mean? But we also told them, too, like, you know, since it's a block party, you know, they're more than welcome to be out there with us or whatever.
They're
going to put the barricades out and everything. Hell yeah, we went to sit. We got a permit from the city. I thought it was like $200 because I always heard it was $200 for like when, you know, we were younger. Shit, it was only like $60, $70, bro.
For real?
Yeah. For that, but maybe it's because it was that small area. You know what I mean? But, so they're going to block it off, and we're supposed to have, like, we're thinking about getting a water slide for the kids, putting that on the side, and then we'll have our pool, too, so, you know.
That's
we got to get it set up. Hit. Eric, nah, he's supposed to come help me. Come help me.
A lot of free time this summer.
I'm pretty sure we're going to be there, like, all freaking day and night.
Yeah.
That's a lot of stuff, though.
That's a lot of stuff. What time do you start going to go decorate, though? Where's it going to be at?
Like, 1, 2.
Where's it going to be at?
The Golden Palace.
Right there on Clovis? I thought that they decorate and shit everything for you. They already have everything set up.
No, it costs more. It costs more. We're in the budget.
Oh, yeah. I gotcha. That's probably what we're going to be doing, too, on Thursday. Because I asked off Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Because I was supposed to work that weekend.
Yeah.
But I told him I was taking off. So I'm going to be off Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I was thinking about including Monday, too. But I don't know. We'll see what happens.
That's what's up. Vacation or what?
Nah, just to be all, man, I can't really afford to go on vacation anywhere this year. This has been
Why is bad.
That? I don't know, dude.
I feel like
everything's money is so tight this year, bro.
Them terrorists.
Terrace, is that what it is? I don't know, man. I have no
idea. I feel like it's the same bills from last year. But
yeah, that's just it's like because
I got a different job.
Yeah, you got a different job. My job, I haven't been doing a lot of side jobs this year. Like last year, we were doing a lot of side jobs. This year, I haven't done really anything. Like we've probably done like one, and that's it. But yeah, I don't know. I just money just tight. Yes. What?
Huh?
What?
Nothing. I just wanted to bring a smile.
It's like a light.
Nah, I thought he had a light bulb. Oh, man. Yeah.
No, I just thought I'd add a smile to the podcast.
Yeah.
It's like a little alarm goes off in my head. So, I did want to talk about, what did I say? About, like, moving too fast? Is that what I said earlier? Remember we were talking, I was like, I want to talk about, like...
Oh, yeah, while I was setting up everything?
Yeah.
I wasn't really listening. You did say something about moving too fast, or... Or
are you talking relationship wise?
Relationship wise, yeah, like what's too fast, maybe?
Like I don't even know how to put that. Just moving too fast. Is it too fast? Like to move too fast?
I don't know, man. I feel like it depends on the situation.
Or what if she wants to slow down? What if I want to slow down? I don't know.
Okay.
Skip.
Right, skip. Yeah, I'm you're confusing me. Do I want to slow down now? Am I moving too fast? Nah.
Huh?
What's the point of moving too fast if you're both wanting to slow down?
No, I'm not saying we both like.
He's just throwing like, a scenario.
Yeah, like scenarios. Like if the whole situation is like, if the guy's moving too fast. Like, how fast is too fast? Is there a girl moving too fast? Does that happen?
Yeah, I mean, there's been, like, relationships that I've been with, like, where they're, like, you know, second date, like, loving you or some shit, you know, like, oh, I love you.
Oh, they say it? I mean?
Yeah, they actually say it. And, like, I'm like, oh, okay, you know what I mean? Like, I've been in situations that way back in the day.
I've been in your ones, and now you in love.
Uh-huh. Exactly. And then, like, you know, one's like, oh, you know, we should move in.
The
what?
Like that, what? He said the avocado.
The avocado?
You mean yeah. The eggplant?
No, the avocado.
Avocado.
What's the avocado?
No, it's like when you make avocado dip, you put jalapeno and onion in it.
Oh, okay. I thought he meant like.
You gotta like food. Say the whole thing because that's like, we're just thinking straight avocado.
Because I said jalapeno.
Avocado dip. My bad.
Yeah, okay.
I'm hungry. Like, he said jalapeno. I thought about avocado. Dude.
I know, I'm hungry too. Oh, yeah, I told you earlier, we're starting a different little challenge. The 25 pound. Yeah.
25 for 25.
25 for 25. Yeah.
It's not even
25.
Yeah,
no, it's
way.
Not even
20. It's not a good.
Yeah. Hell yeah. But it's been really hard. Yeah, it has been for me this time. It's been really hard.
That's what's hard for me. I think I lost a pound. That's all I've done is a pound.
Really?
Yeah. I thought it was more, but it wasn't.
Yeah, man. So when we talked about it, he did a weigh-in. And what was it?
214, but... That day, I told you that I was going to try to weigh up because I wanted to lose.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah. So, my end weight is going to be 189.
189?
That's what you want, yeah.
Yeah, so I was like, I need to eat a lot. If we're both losing 25 pounds, I need to eat a lot today so I can weigh in heavy and I can lose all that.
Did you weigh in again or no?
Today, I did. It was only 213.
213, okay.
I was like, no.
Yeah. So me, whenever I told him about doing the 25 pound or whatever, I was like, yeah, we should start today or whatever. But then I didn't start the day out that because it was Memorial Day, right?
Mm-hmm.
And man, dude, I ate a lot. I drank a shitload of, and I didn't drink regular beer. I drank Budweiser. Mm-hmm. And so, man, I was like feeling good. I was eating a lot. I was bloated. So the next day I went and weighed myself and I was at like 242. I was like, fuck. I was like, damn it. was damn it, man. I think because the last time I weighed myself, I was like 234. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so I was like, damn, man, I can't believe that shit. So it was about like 7 pounds that I gained or whatever. And
mine was the exact same.
Yeah, it was another same.
Mine was 207 whenever we finished. Yeah, and then like I was 214 when I weighed in that night. I was like what the hell?
Yeah.
So, but I was trying to bulk up.
Yeah.
Well, keep that excuse.
Yeah, so I started that diet that day, the next day of Memorial Day. And then I weighed myself. What day was it? Yesterday?
Yesterday.
Yeah, yesterday. And I backed down to 238.
Right.
Yeah, so 242 to 238. It was all that damn beer, I'm pretty sure it was. But
that put on 4 pounds?
Yeah, it took off 4 pounds, yeah. Put 4 pounds.
Well, put on?
Put on. Yeah, it was because we drank Budweiser. It has a lot of carbs, bro. A lot of carbs.
Man, my weight right now, I'm at happy.
Happy. I'm at the happy weight. Hell yeah, that's what's
up. Wait, did we get non-disclosures?
Did we disclose it now? Did we disclose it?
Non-disclosures.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It says my weight right now, and then you just bleep it. Yeah, like he says something, he says happy, and it's all bleep.
If you can guess with the weight I said, look, it is. I said
happy. Can you translate happy? Translate what happy is. Just go ahead and leave it in the comments.
Tell me what it is. I've been comfortable. I've been happy.
Yeah.
I'll satisfy my weight. I should go apply to be a sumo wrestler.
I don't know about that, bro. That's a little bit more of a... That's a stretch right there.
Yeah, while you are losing weight, I'm going to plan on gaining weight. Just so I can be a sumo wrestler.
So all the weight that we lose, you want to gain.
So I can be a sumo wrestler. Can you imagine? No, hell no.
That's...
Can you imagine that?
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, I'm not saying that I can. You're asking me if I could imagine it. I got a good imagination. I could imagine it. But I'm not saying would I want you to be that big. No. You know what I mean? I wouldn't want that.
Money, though,
being a sumo wrestler, so. You probably could, bro. Shit.
Nah.
You'd be like a gangsta ass sumo wrestler.
Ooh, my hand backwards. Fat for nothing.
Come at me, bro.
How big do you have to be?
You gotta be like in the 300s, bro. I think.
No, that's not.
I mean, I don't know the whole art of sumo.
400.
I was thinking like 300, like lightweight for sumo.
Well, I was thinking of like who's that one rapper that Big Plug, whatever.
Big X the plug.
Yeah.
Yeah, that dude, he's a big boy.
Yeah, he's a big boy, but I think he's pushing like 300 something, 400.
Did you see that video? Kevin Hart telling him like, "Hey man, you need to put a shirt on." and then one of his posse's like, "Hey man, fat's the new in now," or some shit like that. Hell yeah!
I don't think that's something I can do. I don't think I can do a music video with my shirt off.
No.
Nah, I'm not comfortable.
You could if you do that 25 weight, bro. Come on, let's go.
I bet y'all are like, nah, X won't do it. Nah, y'all were talking like X won't do it. We ain't gonna ask anything.
Yeah. I mean, we just thought about it ourselves. I was like, well, he did have the baby. I was like, yeah, but I don't know. Maybe the cravings are still there.
I'm still happy.
Yeah, he's still happy.
Still happy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So you got any new music coming out or?
Yeah, we got some stuff working in the works, but. Nothing finished yet.
Hell yeah.
I'm just trying to find myself again.
Hell yeah.
And I think I did, so. Because when I'm rapping, I'm used to
like, you're like straightforward. You're feeling it. Yeah.
I went to talking.
Yeah.
And kind of talking rap.
Uh huh.
Just kind of helped me out a little.
Yeah.
You should try mumble or rap.
No.
Nah. A little sound effects. Skeet, skeet.
Skeet,
kuka.
Kuka. And I ain't gonna lie, because I kind of tried it and I just can't do it.
Yeah.
But even if I wanted to, I don't think I'll
like, nah, you wouldn't want to do it. Yeah, so no.
That's why I say, nah, I can't, no, I can't, because I tried it.
Yeah.
I sounded like a fool. It sounded like a whole. What's going on? He's weird out.
He's stroking out now.
Is he having a seizure in the booth?
Is that a seizure in the booth? He just naturally.
I told you I couldn't do it. I told you I couldn't do
Straight. What's that, mobile rapper, Jamaican?
Yeah.
Man. Hey, what's that? That dude that you were driving today? He's Australian.
Oh, dude,
that was I did not expect that accent, bro.
Hard accent.
I did not expect that accent. What? He's driving, bro, and he's like, there's a cow. It's outside of the fence. And then he's like, oh, look, there's a guy over there. I'm going to go tell that farmer. And I was like, dude, just leave it. He's like, nah, I'm going to go tell him. So he's like trying to honk him down. What were you doing? You're honking at him, right?
Well, because the cow was in the middle of the road.
Yeah.
And I was like behind it, and I was like, get out of the way. And he finally, like, it was a baby cow, and he finally, like, went to the side, and I took off. I said, man, who can I tell about this cow? Like, it's just running around. So I said, look, there's a house. I'm going to go that way. And I seen a guy out there, so I was pulling up. He was walking with the bucket, and I honked at him. And he just, like, kept walking, and I, like, kept coming. And I honked at him again, and he just, like, looked at me and waved. And I was like, what's going on here?
He's there probably stoned his hair.
Yeah, so what's going on here? Why is he waving at me? Like, he don't even know me. Just some random guy. But it turned out he was working on that house.
Yeah, he was a contractor. So
yeah, and he was all like, he came up to the window. I was like, hey, is that your cattle out there? He's all, oh, come again, mate.
Come again, mate.
Yeah, he was all
straight. And I was like, what the fuck?
Was he a short white guy?
No, he's a little tall. He was a little tall, and he was all like, come again, mate. And that was all.
He's like, is that your cow inside the road? No, I'm just working here, mate. I can call the homeowners.
There's a guy I used to work for with Read It Right Construction.
Yeah.
And he's a short guy, but he's from the New Zealand.
Mm.
And his accent's really strong.
Hell yeah. Nah, man, this dude was like straight Australian, bro. Like straight Australian. Mm-hmm. Like, it sounded like he was talking to Crocodile Dundee, bro. Like straight up. Yeah. And I was like not expecting that.
For real?
Hell yeah. I know, and he was all like, yeah, man, there's a lot of like people from different places here in Petersburg. And I was like, yeah, as Trump's going after all the Mexicans, he's not worried about the other towns. Guys. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. He's like, we can move in now, mate. Nah. Like, we can take all the jobs now, mate.
We have some Norwegians working
Norwegians,
there.
Yeah.
At the gym, it's Norwegians, and there's like two guys that are German. I was like, what the heck's going on
here? You just be working, you just hear, nigh, nigh.
I mean, what do you think? You start thinking,
Gunther.
They're all coming over here to the United States. What if it's like an inside job that, you know, sent here to live amongst us and then wait till a certain date. And
lizard people.
Yeah.
Or no, not just that, just like an attack on America.
Uh-huh.
I mean, they all have regular jobs. Like, they work in the gym.
Live your life till it's time. I don't know.
Putting machines together.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what they're saying, like, in the border, bro. Like, at the Mexico border. That, like, I don't know. I don't want to lie on the... I don't know how accurate it is. This is like the next Joe Rogan podcast. We're going to do nothing but straight facts here, all right? Nothing but straight facts. We had to double check everything, all right? The next Joe Rogan podcast. So I'm not going to say the percentage, but I know that a lot of people that were coming through the border were male Asians that were military age that were crossing the border. A lot of them.
See, that's what it is. They sent them over here to live amongst us. And when it's time,
to go, you know what I mean?
And they're inside.
They're playing like the long game, bro. They're playing the long game. Like, it's not going to happen anytime soon. Bro, you got glitter on your face.
Oh, man.
I just started seeing a red sparkle.
What is that?
You're like, you got a beauty mark. Yeah, right there, man. You like felt it.
Then I got it, too.
You didn't get it. You felt it, bro.
Yeah,
sink, bro.
It burnt my skin.
When I touched it, you felt it.
Appreciate
that. Yeah, yeah.
Let me tell you something that pissed me off today.
What?
Very bad. Now I'm sorry that I forgot this happened.
Oh, shit.
I'm a forgiving trying to person. Hold,
you're holding out on us.
Nah, it's just, I go to the living room, and everybody's already sitting down. The lights are off, and you know, it's cold. Well, I turn on the light because I'm looking for the remote.
Yeah.
And wouldn't I tell you, man, the couch close on the opposite end of where the TV's at was full of glitter.
Was Kylie.
Fucking full of glitter, bro.
Kylie.
I hate glitter. I hate it. I hate it. Don't put it on me. And it was there all on the couch. So where can I sit at? Not the couch.
Not the couch.
Or at least that side. I sit on the other side. Uh-huh. Cool, but now I can't because, look, obviously I still caught glitter on me.
Uh-huh. I want to play out that kids, scenario.
Kids.
So was it Kylie?
I think.
Did you find out who it was?
Kayla said it was Kylie.
Uh-huh.
And then Kylie, no, oh, and then, you know.
Yeah, it wasn't me.
And then she get mad and take off. Storm off. Yeah. And then you're like, it's okay. She still does it. Not okay to fucking be mad.
Yeah.
Don't be mad. Yeah. Be back over here laughing in a minute. Shut up. And then I piss them off.
Yeah. Because
they're trying to be mad and sit there. And I'm like, you finna smile.
Yeah.
And then, you're finna smile. Look, your cheeks are shaking, and all of a sudden, they start smiling and get all mad. Shut up. You can't be mad.
Can you imagine, like, coming home from work just tired, just super tired? So you're asleep and you don't feel nothing. And when you wake up, you're just full of fucking glitter, bro. Let's play it. Hold that thought. Let's play out that scenario. Okay, let's play that scenario out. Of all right. Kylie.
All
right. You're asleep.
Hmm.
Okay.
I love my dad. I'm going to make him look pretty. Oops. You wake up. You're Cass. You tell him, babe, you got glitter on you.
Yeah, glitter on you. Babe. My bad. I said, bro.
You hit her.
I'm gonna start yelling.
And then the baby comes. I mean, everybody in that house.
Yeah, everybody.
Everybody's
getting it.
Why? Because there are accomplices.
Uh-huh.
And why is that? Because nobody stopped it.
Nobody.
And nobody is watching the little one.
Uh-huh.
The one that needs to be watched.
The one that needs to be watched.
Everybody, you know, all of a sudden forgets to watch.
Uh-huh.
They all catch their hands and feet.
But you were asleep.
I was tired from work. What if you were off work?
You weren't watching.
As Cass, what if you were off of work today? And I had to work and I busted my ass. And I went to go lay down. And you just on
I
your phone.
I can't watch now, these now kids by myself.
No, you're answering as Cass.
Okay, what about the kids? What about the kids? They can help you out right now. Hold on.
Okay,
let me get a breather
in. They can do. You know they're what? Grown.
I
can't boss them around.
You need a job, kid. I'm not finna.
I mean, I'm already cooking and cleaning and doing everything else in the damn house. I need
Pause.
Time too.
Pause.
Sorry.
One of those motherfuckers was a lie. That was a lie.
Okay, not the scenario that I thought was going to
be. Because you don't even clean.
These kids keep the damn house dirty, yeah. So I clean as much as possible.
Well, that's why you get on to them and make them do their chores.
Okay, well, it's not my fault you slept on the couch.
Where did I come in?
Well, that's what you
dad, baby. Daddy.
No, that's what makes it worse. You were sitting next to me on the couch while it was happening.
I was cooking.
In front of your face.
I told you I was
no,
cooking.
No, you was.
Dad, I was hungry. I was
Dad,
in the kitchen.
Dad.
Shut up.
You're talking about my mom.
Oh,
Oh, yeah, I can see it happening.
Then you flip Ralph and, oh, daddy told me, bitch. That's not what it means.
That's not what it means. You got your cuss words mixed up. Oh, shit, that's funny.
Yeah, man.
Golly.
Need my ass,
I want a divorce.
I'm gonna go stay at my sister's.
Well, don't come back.
Oh, shit. That is funny.
That almost felt real.
Yeah, no. I kind of felt like The Rock and Central Intelligence. So I was going to have Xavier cradle you.
Can you imagine? Sorry, bro. I can't do that. That'd be funny.
He hit us. I'm swaddling you. Oh, yeah.
Oh, man, that was a funny.
That is a funny movie.
I haven't had an argument in a while.
Well, it sounded like you enjoyed it because.
No, he was getting into it.
Let's do it.
Like, well, you're a cheating whore. Start yelling.
Just what it feels like to be a woman. Yeah, no. I feel right all of a sudden.
I feel right all of a sudden. I want to feel like this all the time. I'm the one that's right. You're wrong.
You seen those where the guy and the girl's walking? The guy's like, all right, to my left, 3 centimeters, whatever. You know, I could take him. Well, I got this guy, if he tried, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. And the girl's making my way
down. what's playing in their mind? Yeah, yeah. Yeah, we're always on alert and the girl's just going along with the flow.
That's the exit. I'm right here by the door. Something happens, I know where I'm going. Uh-huh.
Hell yeah. It's reversed. It's fucking... Hey, I wonder what's going on in there, so.
Making my way.
Basically. You started that song, it's just there.
He sees a rock. Why are rocks shaped this way?
Got it. Oh, you want to know what goes through my daily mind? Yeah, no, my mind's crazy, bro. Like, I wander off. Well, kind of like in the podcast. Like, I just have random.
That's what I was saying. I was like, you look at a rock, you're like, why are rocks shaped this way? What are rocks?
I wonder if there's a dinosaur.
Yeah, colors rock. Rocks?
Yeah. Remember that mosquito that was in that rock in that one movie, Jurassic Park? They take out the blood.
You remember the mosquito in Jurassic Park? Yeah. Yeah, I remember it.
The beginning?
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know that was sarcasm. I don't know where I felt that too. Yeah, it's like sarcastic, okay. Right? I was like, was there more mosquitoes in the movie? Does he not remember?
I'm not sure. You know, the main plot of the movie was the mosquito, finding the mosquito. That one mosquito. But
you said it sarcastically.
Because without that mosquito, they could not have made the dinosaurs.
For real?
Yeah.
So they had a find.
They found that mosquito preserved with DNA from a dinosaur inside the belly of the mosquito. So that is what, that's how they were able to create the dinosaurs.
But how in the hell would you find a mosquito?
Fossils.
No. So what I'm saying is, you're outside, and the mosquito lands on you. Then you like try to grab it or whatever, and it takes off in the backyard. Mm-hmm. How you find it?
Well, that one mosquito was preserved inside of sap, if I'm not mistaken.
So it looked different from other mosquitoes.
No, it was a big old ancient mosquito. Okay. It had to be alive in the dinosaurs when they were alive.
I'm sorry, I haven't seen Jurassic. Was Jurassic Park?
You never seen Jurassic Park?
Not at least beginnings.
The classic Jurassic Park.
Beginnings like 30 minutes long.
Who are you?
Well, the last time I checked, I was Xavier Pettis on my birth certificate.
That was very literal.
No, I want to see it. It's just, I'm not into those movies. Like, I'm not into all that. The only dragon thing I was into, or I know, like, dinosaur, I know I want to see it, but I'm just not into it.
Say dragons.
See, but, man, I'm a movie fanatic.
Type dragons and they like fictional stuff. Was I mean, I know dragons might not be fictional, but like from now.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm, you know, Harry Potter's probably the only one. I'm not into all the other ones. All
right, so time out. We hear about the Annabelle doll going missing.
Oh yeah.
Annabelle doll going missing. You hear about that?
They found it.
Did they?
Yeah, I thought they found it already.
Oh no!
It took like four days for them to find it.
Where was it?
Somewhere in Texas, I think.
Well, Texas is where they lost it.
For real?
Yeah, they lost it here.
So they said they lost it in Louisiana.
I didn't hear that.
And they found it again. I seen that too on TikTok. That they lost in Louisiana, and then they found it, and then they lost it here. I think they're just saying that to scare people.
Maybe. But I know they also said that Lorraine Warren or whatever her name is, the one that, you know, on The Conjuring, that she had always said, don't take this doll out of this room. Don't take it anywhere. Leave it where it's at.
And what they do? Take it state.
I know. Just like damn Americans got to take it places and be messing with shit.
You ever considered that it was like demons, like possessed people that came up with the idea, let's take it sightseeing?
It could have been. I don't know.
And all of a sudden
is that going to be on The Conjuring 6?
Okay. I hate to go off subject, but I'm going to get back to this subject because you hear that Donald Trump is doing a golden dome?
Yeah, I heard about that. He's talking about doing the golden dome, like defense system.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking more of a force field, right? He's actually talking about a whole actual thing.
I don't know. Well, I mean, I want to say it's probably theoretical. Maybe it's just like defenses along the border that are able to intercept any nuclear missiles or anything that comes our way.
See, I was thinking about that too, So if it's an actual dome, which is, I think, is more impossible. So, you know.
Yeah.
And they're talking about force fields. Not force fields, but like defense system, all that. So I'm thinking like a big, just an invisible shield around,
like, you know, freaking Star Trek type shit or whatever.
But
shields are down.
So I was trying to look it up to see if they're actually talking about that or an actual dome on TikTok.
Yeah.
It was like nobody really has an answer,
yeah.
So if it's an actual dome and they took Annabelle's doll state to state and wearing a dome, what do you think gonna happen? The whole United States gonna be haunted. God damn it.
Yeah. That'd be crazy. Be like the Ghostbusters.
Can you breathe in a dome?
If it has holes?
That's why, you don't do what you did with your damn frog killer.
You put a frog in the dome?
I didn't put a frog in the dome.
Put them in a box.
In a box.
And they died.
And they died. They dried out.
How long did you have it in the box?
One day.
You said they? Dried out?
Multiple? As in multiple?
I was thinking just one. How many? Two.
Yes, there's two.
So two.
I was going to bring them home. And I kept throwing water on them to keep them hydrated. And then I left them there on accident. And when I came back in the morning, they were dried out. And I threw them down on the ground and I was like, maybe they're faking. So I threw some soda on them.
Soda?
That's all I had, and it was cold.
Oh, you're a frog killer.
And they didn't move.
I think you're like low-key. You really do got a hit list.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Did you see that? Did you see that he talk about his hit list?
When?
On the podcast?
Did I really?
Yeah. Yeah.
I need to stop drinking.
Yeah, that last podcast. No. The last podcast that I put in, he was like, yeah, man, see, but me, I'm the type of person that you don't mess with because, like, I'm very patient and I'm going to remember and I'm going to put you on my list. And I was like, damn, dude, you got a hit list? He's like, yeah, put on a hit list. Like, you're going to be walking around one day and your house is going to be on fire and you're not going to know why your house is on fire.
Did you leave the toaster on? Nope. why is it on fire?
I know. I was like gonna ask him. I was like, what does it take for somebody to get on your hit list? You know what I mean? Like, what is the amount of pissed off you have to be to get on your hit list? Is one of those things blowing up an aluminum can in fire? just let me know now.
Is there a fly on my damn house?
That's a yeah.
He avoided the question. All right.
Completely. Willingly, too.
I know.
Yeah. No. So we went through that scenario. Like, if Adrian did get on my hit list, and I was all like, I'm pulling the plug, bitch.
Oh, yeah, we did talk about that. Oh, yeah. He's like, you're going to be, like, being so patient. Like, what if his hit list was, like, not even a real hit list. It was like waiting until the last day that person. Like if I had like some undying disease or underlying disease that I'm dying tomorrow, I'm on my deathbed and I'm all like, oh, thanks for coming to visit Eric. And he's like, you remember when you threw that thing inside the fire? You're done. Which one of these plugs? Unplug the plug. He takes me out right there.
Yeah. Like, kill me. I hope he said your goodbyes.
Early. You know, I'm supposed to die the next day. He kills me early.
You are all gonna live.
Yeah.
I know. Watch this. That, I'm gonna pinch his little tube. He's gonna watch as the little air bubbles go into his veins.
He's gonna be like a damn. He's gonna put sriracha in my IV. Some shit.
I'm gonna watch you sweat out sriracha.
That's stupid. Hell yeah.
That's funny.
I'm very patient.
I know. I told him, I was like, yeah, you're going to wait till like the long game, like the real long game when like we're like hella old. And if like somebody dies before you or they're supposed to die, they're on their deathbed or some shit. He's going to come in all fucking old.
You just paid.
You remember when you stepped on my toe, you bastard?
I hit you to the head with my cane.
Dude, you didn't go to
die. Then the guy in behind, did you just tell him to die?
Not as strong as I used to be. Just all like in the mask. Oh.
How hard does this go? He's like, old. Stop it, bitch.
Tired. Start poking it with it. You don't want to die.
I'll die tomorrow. Just let me die. Let me die tomorrow. If you don't stop, I'm going to get up and kick your ass. God,
why are you mad at me? I don't know.
What the hell did I do?
He has dementia.
It's all lies.
I remember the past.
Yeah. I don't know. Speaking of dementia, he was at Home Depot earlier, and he's there for an hour and a half, bro. Just standing in the same damn spot.
What were you trying to get? Or were you on the phone?
I don't know. I'm always at Home Depot that long.
Well, he was supposed to get stuff for a side job. Uh-huh. Yeah, he was supposed to get stuff for a side job.
But I went originally for work gloves.
For work gloves, yeah.
Yeah.
And
I get like that sidetracked on the phone. And
I swear he got asked like five times.
They did.
Did you find anything you need? I was like, dude, I know they're watching you on the camera. I started like doing the Trump thing. I was like, he has dementia. He thinks he's at Walmart. He's looking for the eggs. He's looking for the eggs. He's like, I'm gonna get these light bulbs. He's like, oh, what kind of chicken laid these eggs? Fucking light bulbs.
Ostrich eggs?
It's ostrich eggs, yeah.
Why do they look hollow?
I don't think I can get sunny side up. Are these the egg whites?
The thing in the light bulb.
Are these cage free?
Is that the baby?
Yeah.
Ow. My back hurts.
All our backs hurt today, huh?
No, it just hurts because it's cocked right now.
Mine's from that injury.
Do it.
Traumatic injury. Mm-hmm.
My back was hurting because of the couch.
I fell at least 2 feet.
That's funny.
That shit hurt, bro.
You should have just stayed there.
Well, not, you know, it didn't hurt when it happened, but it hurt today. It hurts today.
Just because you were embarrassed.
Dude, I still don't know what the hell. I think those pills that dude gave me made me sleepy or something yesterday. I literally went to bed like at 6:30, woke up at 2:30, went back to sleep, and still woke up freaking late. I slept at least like 11 hours, dude, yesterday.
Yeah,
I slept a lot. And it was weird, bro, because like after I ate, I was just sitting down on the couch and I was like struggling to stay awake.
I'm so hungry.
I know, I was hungry. I'm hungry too.
You know, sound good.
What?
I think
salad
cheese, extra cheese.
I thought you were gonna say Winter
Central.
I thought you were gonna say Winter Central too.
I was telling Adrian we need to come up with some code words.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I think someone's at the door.
Was that a code word for somebody at the door? What's the code?
I know, I was going to...
My door is wide open, yeah, man.
If Jacob would have showed up today, I was going to introduce him. I was going to, like, mess around and be like, yeah, it's going to be... I got my cousin here, but he doesn't want to be looked up online, so we're going to use an alias name. His first name is Coyaso. His last name is Jacob. Yeah, I just switched the names.
Like those dumb videos.
Yeah.
We should put the letter J on the wall. And then like... man, we just looked at the cut. He's like, my name
What's
is...
What's your name is?
J.
P.
Turd.
Griffin. Yeah. Peter Griffin.
Damn it. Oh, his would have been with a J and then a little cub, a bear.
Yeah. J.
Cub. I don't know how to do the last thing.
Koi.
Koi fish.
Koi fish.
Koi.
Also, what's also?
Also.
We could just do the and then so.
Also.
Like gossips. Also.
Koyaso. Yeah, Jacob Koyaso.
Damn it.
Dang it. Hell yeah, that shit's funny, bro.
I'm not putting a J on my wall just for that.
You got all this other stuff on your walls, like you put a J on.
Hey, man, they're like
pictures. You need to decorate this place. You need to put some decorations or something, man.
Yeah, I got pictures that I haven't hung.
You have the Wakanda pictures from the set of
Dude,
Wakanda Forever.
Crazy thing. Yeah, I woke up in the middle of the night and there was four women with those necklaces on. In my living room.
Crazy. What?
Yeah.
Honestly, I think those are earrings.
No, they're from China.
They did say the bigger the loop, the bigger the hole.
Mm-hmm. What if those were giant's earrings?
I just told you what they were.
How do you know?
I looked them up.
You looked them up? How do you know what to have to look them up from?
Because...
Let me find strange... necklaces.
Samsung has the thing where you could just take a picture and it shows you liked items.
Okay, AI, whatever.
Does iPhone not do that?
That's my...
I don't know, does it do that?
My Prince Albert.
It's like Bixby, I think.
What?
Those are my Prince Albert. You know what Prince Albert is?
Is it like a sex position?
It's like... it's a dick piercing.
Oh, that was close.
Oh, shit.
This is my dick piercing.
Oh, that's what I was at. Final Destination, bro. That's a good movie.
Yeah, I'm already know.
Bloodline. You watch that one?
Uh-huh. There it is again.
Did you watch it?
Yes.
Bloodline?
Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah. When they're at the MR machine and that dude, Dick Pearson came off into the magnetic. Yeah. That shit was funny because I was watching it with Alfonso at the house and he was like, oh shit, he got a boner. I was like, nah, bro, he has a piercing. Oh shit,
He didn't understand the scene.
He got a boner.
I wonder why.
Stupid ass, bro.
That shit's funny.
That's crazy. That movie's crazy. I don't want to say too much to ruin it for nobody, but that movie's crazy.
Like, you know, I'm not real big into the Final Destination, but I like that one. That was pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that one. And then also Until Dawn, that was a good one too.
I need to see that one.
That was a good one.
Is it like the game?
Yeah. Until Dawn, that's what they made it for.
No, no, is it like...
It's a little different, but it does have some of the shit on there. Yeah.
What's up, bro?
I was going to ask if it was a movie or what?
It's a movie.
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
Yeah, there was a game, but they made it to a movie.
My sister's the one that really put me on that game.
I know. I started playing it because I watched the movie. For real? Yeah, I started playing it again.
There's another one that's like Until Dawn.
Yeah, it's The Quarry.
Yeah, I got that one.
Yeah, I got that one too.
Yeah.
That one, and then they have these other ones, bro, that are pretty good too. I like them.
You got PS4 still?
I got Dreamcast.
Dynamite?
Oh, you got Gamecast? I said I got Dreamcast.
I'm just not big on playing games. I don't know why.
Well, I ain't gonna lie, it's a pretty good game, bro, to be honest with you. It's not free roam, but it's free roam.
Yeah, like you have choices. Yeah, it's each choice has a decision. You can make a different choice and a different decision.
Happens. And the game has a different outcome.
Hell yeah.
But sometimes you have a split second to choose something.
Is it sad that I always make the gay person die?
Was there a scenario where you didn't make that?
No, he never lived.
I had mixed emotions on saying something, and I just didn't want to say nothing because everybody nowadays take everything to the ass.
Take everything to the ass. I'm playing the game. No pun intended. Yeah, I'm just playing the game, man. Goddamn, I'm not like wishing that upon anybody. Just saying, like, you know, if it's my team. You know what I mean? Like, I'm choosing who I want to live. You know what I mean? That's my choice then. You know what I'm saying? Shit, you can't judge me on freaking what I do on a video game, man. I mean, I'm pretty sure people play San Andreas and they beat up hookers. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? I'm pretty sure they did that, but they probably ain't doing it in real life.
Man,
maybe they are. I don't know.
I bet you what they're doing is go pick up the hookers and then go park somewhere.
Yeah, yeah.
And then have their fun. And then I bet you that same person will take off when the hooker gets out of the car.
Yeah.
Gets off, kills her, gets the money back, and takes off.
Yeah. So.
And I'm not going to say no names.
I'm not saying anything, but like I'm saying, like I am saying something. You can't judge me off of a game, man. Hell no. I'm just playing the game.
The game, all the data and everything goes to Secret Service, and they're all like, nope, can't use this guy because he kills every gay guy. We can't use this guy.
That's funny. I know, like, I don't know. Like, there's a lot of shit you can do on games that, you know, you just do it, you know?
That would be cool. I think I did the same on the cool.
Eric,
I don't think I've played it.
You never played GTA? Oh, that, you played GTA? You used to play it with us.
I thought we were talking about.
Well, I was gonna say if you got that PS4, I can let you borrow the game.
Well, no, he has a PS5. It's back compatible.
I just don't play games so much.
There you go.
I said I just don't play games.
We haven't played games in a while. We were trying to, but somebody never played with us.
I got on Fortnite the other night, and I caught fourth place, and then I turned off the game.
Yeah.
I still got it.
We try to get you on. Try to play Dying Light.
That one right there.
Dying Light was fun, bro.
You know what? Now watch that. Then, like, people play that game and it's like a barn and then they got to trim on all these stuffs.
Oh, yeah. Where you turn on the generators.
No, that's Dead by Daylight.
Dead by Daylight, there you go.
And then
that's Dead by Daylight.
What are y'all trying to play then?
We're trying to play Dying Light. Dying Light is a zombie game. And you can, like, do parkour in the game, bro. Like, so, like, you can, like, jump up the walls and climb. And then the zombies, like, at nighttime, they can do the same shit. And they chase after you. And you got to make it to a UV light before they get you. And, like, you can play missions and shit. Dying Light was arguably one of the coolest games. If they made that game in VR, man, I'd be stuck in that damn game.
What is it called?
Dying Light.
Dying Light.
Yeah.
It has two Ds.
DD?
Mm-hmm. No, it's Dying Light. It's stupid. DD.
What?
Dying Light. I,
you know what? Dying Light. I was like, what the hell are you talking about?
The dying and the light.
The first D is silent.
And they chase you?
Yeah, they can chase you, bro. There's like part two. Part two is fun. I think that's the one we've been playing. We play online and we play together.
They're pretty fast.
Oh, yeah. Freaking God of War. Hell yeah.
Are they pretty fast?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, they chase after you, but I'm telling you. It's funny, I think the last time we played, it was either me or him. We were trying to climb the wall. We kept getting stuck. We kept letting the button
That was me. I was stuck.
He was getting tore up.
I was all yelling. I was like, just let me go.
I'm on the top.
Yeah, he was all just watching. Yeah. I'm all just jumping.
I know. I went down to help you. I went down there. I think we both died that time.
No, I think we survived because you went down to help me.
Oh, yeah. I went down there and I started killing him. Yeah.
You distracted him while I tried to, like, get up.
Well, he started because I was playing because I beat the game already. So I had a lot of the level ups already.
Yeah.
So he barely started. So he was, like, weak and I had to help him.
I was all jumping around.
Man, I'm going to have to... Let's play it.
Yeah, we should, bro. I'm telling you, it's a fun game, bro. I like that game.
It seems pretty fun.
Yeah. Let's try it out. That one, and then there's another one. What? Which one were we talking about again? Was it Call of Duty? No? Well, yeah, Call of Duty, but that was a good game, too, the new one. You know what? You can, that quarry, you can play multiplayer on there, too. You know that?
On what?
What?
Yeah. You can, like, because... Like, each time it switches over, another player can make the decision or something like that. I want to say that's how it goes. I never tried it, but I think you can play two player or four players on there, however many players are on there. Or it's a group one where you play all together. I don't know. I'm going to have to look it up.
Man, I want to try that.
Yeah. See, I really do miss playing games, man. I was playing Little Nightmares the other day on my Switch.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, I like that game. They're making part three. That's why I'll start playing it. I wanna get
the little money minitos.
No Nightmares? Is that what I'm talking about?
The Yellow Jacket.
The Yellow Jacket? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Did you play that one?
Huh?
Man, that's just I was playing part one and that's just crazy.
Valerie let me borrow that game, I think. Yeah, she let me borrow that game.
Did you get to play as a kid?
Huh?
Cause you can play as the girl, the little one with the yellow jacket.
Uh-huh.
And then after you beat that one, you can play the kid.
The yellow?
The kid, yeah. Did you ever play that one?
Man, I don't think so.
That's just crazy.
I think I finished the whole game and I just gave back to her.
You know how whenever the girl, she eats the little thing with the little hat? You know, like, cause you ever, after a while you start walking around cause you're hungry.
Yeah.
And you eat like a bread and you eat like a weenie and then you eat a rat. And then you eat the little, you know, they have the little things with the hats.
But he's giving her the food, right?
Yeah, he's trying to give her the food. Well, he grabs the thing and eats it. Well, that thing was the kid. Yeah, so you play as the kid and you kind of like go through the same stages. But when you get to the very end, that boss, the lady, she captures you. And then whenever, you know, she turns you into one of those little things. Well, you know, it shows when she goes, when she's all hungry, the little girl with the yellow jacket, and so he goes and tries to give her something to eat. It was him, and she grabs him and eats him, bro.
For real?
Yeah, she's crazy.
Man, I just can't remember. It's been a minute, and I have dementia.
That's dementia.
It's all lies.
Yeah, it's all lies. Hell yeah.
Eric's head beat her quick.
I never played that game.
Yeah, you gotta play that shit.
Oh.
Shit, well, alright, guys, we can call it already.
What is it?
About to be 12. We got an hour 15. It's probably gonna go out here in a minute.
Oh yeah, cause we fumbled around with it at the beginning.
Yeah.
I'm old. I've been going to sleep early too.
Mm-hmm. It's 12.
It's about to be 12. Yeah.
It's already past my bedtime. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, starting all those late nights, starting to catch up to you, bro.
I want to go back to those late nights.
Yeah.
Huh?
Psych. For y'all who don't know, Xavier used to be a stripper.
Thought you were.
He got paid good too, so.
Huh?
What?
What, you thought he was a what?
Batman.
Oh yeah,
I'm Batman.
What?
Look at my dick. I poked you first. Stabbed you first. Look at my dick.
That's another skit right there. Batman comes out of retirement.
Billy all out.
Yeah, nerds.
Somebody freaking getting robbed. You cannot rob him. Stay right there. I'll be there in a minute.
Wouldn't it be like,
damn it, where's the ladder at?
Wouldn't it be like SpongeBob and those heroes? Like Barnacle Boy?
Barnacle Boy and what's his name?
Barnacle Boy and Mermaid Man.
Mermaid Man and Barnacle Boy.
Is it Mermaid?
Mermaid Man and Barnacle Boy.
Merman.
Merman?
Isn't that Merman and
Mermaid Man?
Is it Mermaid Man?
I think it's Merman. It sounds okay. Right.
Yeah. Merman.
I'm not big on. I wasn't too big on.
Mermaid Man or Merman?
Merman? Yeah, I'm going to say Merman.
Merman.
Who's Barnacle Boy's partner? Mermaid Man.
I was right.
My fuck.
That was Merman.
See, looking at me.
I'm looking at you like I'm sleepy.
Like, you're trying to leave somewhere.
I'm like hungry.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
No, I'm not going nowhere.
Hear that? I'm staring at your phone. I know what you're doing.
Mm-hmm. I was looking at.
That's who goes first now. I got it, bro.
Wait, I'm it's here. I'm here now.
Uh-huh.
I'm here.
Yeah.
How's it say? He's finna go
this. Pump. Nah. Three. That's what it takes. That's what it takes.
Hold on.
Your name back is, one.
You'd be surprised what order they came in.
You're done.
Your name's
had his mouth bad.
Yeah. It's like, hey man, A's on the list. A's on the list.
Well, well, just wait a minute right there, sir. I don't want to be on no one's list.
Oh yeah, that day he was like, I don't want to be Sleepy Joe no more. And I was like, well, come up with a different act. And he was like, not good at impressions.
Oh, you're Little Nicky.
Oh yeah.
Cause you, what did you say?
What did I say?
Who is it supposed to be?
That was supposed to be. Was it Batman? Oh yeah. So I was saying. I was making the Batman joke when I was saying.
I don't remember.
No, it wasn't. I stabbed you first. It was.
No. Because I was like, what movie does that come on?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't I stabbed you first. It was one of those lines that he says.
The way he said it like he had
the
Little Nicky like accent.
Instead of the Batman ones.
For real?
Yeah. I was all like, wait, what movie is that? What movie is that?
Nah, but. All right, guys. Well, there's another episode of X-Cast. Y'all come follow us. Like, follow, and share.
I just wanna blow up and act stupid. Diamonds on my chain just to show them how I blew it. I just wanna leave my haters clueless. Give them a shout out, if it wasn't for them, I couldn't do this. I just wanna make it to the top. But until then, I guess I gotta get my ass a job. I don't really wanna have to do it. I don't really wanna work outside. I don't really wanna have to serve it. I don't really wanna deal with any lines. I don't really wanna have to prove it. To be on time.